trying to find it. Oh, okay, well, in a sense, this is almost bringing it as it is. No shortcuts, no around the corner kind of deal. I'm appreciative for being invited to WFMU. I love the concept where fame meets the universe. WFMU. Where fame meets the universe. WFMU. Again, I'll say it. Where fame meets the universe. WFMU. That's a new concept, but I think it's going to be a catchable one. But as we grow, began to believe in, someone said at the end of every rainbow, there's a pot of gold. I didn't see no more than just another hole that held some water deep within. Someone say after the searching for four-leaf clover, when they found it, the search was over, and they would have luck for a lifetime. One day down by the river, I found a piece of an old slave ship down in Alabama. Down by the river, I said, this old piece of wood holds a story, yeah, that need to be told. It's not by luck, not by luck, not by luck that the South be holy. It was because of what this slave ship held and the whole of all the story of what every slave ship brought along the way. Lady, you know that big old, it's like a globe, it's like a map, it's like showing you geographically how it really be. Is it that go around, hey, deep down below the ocean floor? No, this must be a trail of doo-doo. Everything must have doo-dooed along the way and made these mountains appear from the mucky bottom. Think about creatures, everything eating and swimming along the way and being along the way. The doo, the doo. The dew, hey, the dew, hey, made a mountain. The shelly, 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 creatures of the ocean bottom. Thought about an anchor being dragged around like a plow down in the ground. Yeah, cultivating the bottom of the ocean. Letting every bone that had been gnawed on, that had been chew, 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 chew. Chew, yeah, chew. Letting every bone be reduced to down. Yeah, through some animal manner. And then that animal eating another animal, and another animal eating another animal, and then thought about from ocean to ocean. But when I was a little bitty boy, I just had started to elementary. And my teacher called me before the class. She spun the globe before me. She spun the globe before me. And she told me to look at it. She said, "This is your world." She said, "This is yo, this is yo, this is yo world." I looked up at my teacher. I looked around at my class. And I said, "Teacher, teacher, this is my world. So I want to tell every man, woman, born girl, beyond luck, beyond your rainbow is degrees, beyond your master tithing, your ability, beyond your schooly way. If you can see a globe turning, if you can see Mother Earth turn around and around and around, will you look at one another? You look at your sisters or your brother. Mothers, will you look at fathers? And lovers, will you look at lovers? And we all say to each other, this is mine, this is mine, this is my world. Then when you have people like President Barack Obama and his first family, I call it the first family of their kind, in the White House, trying to lead us all together, going somewhere to pray for each other, and finally reaching a conclusion, I want to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it again. See, humans, we can't help each other. If we get it beyond the hoodoo, the voodoo, the witchcraft, the wishes, the curses and the spells, the luck, just to get a buck. The mishoping, the not coping, the undertaker to a degree. Too many bodies for humans to see. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Somebody looking for a four-leaf clover and hills and hills and hills and hills. And cattle on a thousand hills or more eating clover. You looking for a lucky clover? You getting mad at somebody because you said that they said that you thought that they did you this way or that way? Jealous animosity. You jealous about what somebody wearing? What kind of jewelry they have gleaming around? How much dough they got in the bank? But can you see the big dough between the dough that you can go get your dough from, being the dough that you can't get in? When the economy be the winner, and Mr. Jones and Mr. Dow be all down, and I be running around from Wall Street, can't get nothing at all from a street way down in New York City. Just now came from under the ground. Got a witness and a witness and another witness that I was there. Underwear, the Trade Center fell. The Trade Center's fell down. Like Humpty Dumpty falling off the wall, y'all. Couldn't put them back together. See, I call it Cold Titty Mama. So much technical misunderstanding. Can everybody imagine how many computers was in those buildings alone? How much data had been retrieved? Can you see some old man or some old woman out in the snow getting furs just to go somewhere and make a trade? Can you see somebody fishing, fishing, fishing over in Japan? Can you see something being shipped from China? See some silk being sent by way of silkworm, worming, 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 just to make the silk be. They say yield not to temptation. Don't let a temptable thing. Don't let a temptable thing. I won't let a temptable thing overtempt me. I won't let a temptable thing overtempt me. And to all the warriors, if y'all can stop fighting just to hear what this song has to say. If you can just reach down with your hand, let it walla, let it walla, let it walla, let it walla, deep down in the mother. Take your fingers and just grind, grip, grip, get down to the knee, get down to the real nitty gritty. Get some gritty nitty in your hand. Get a grip of that gritty nitty way. And when you let her slip through your hand, give it some thought over and over and over again. Was it luck that I was holding? Was it any kind of spiritual, mystical? Was it magical? If Lonnie Bradley Ollie could have been a genie, could we get it? them to genitize, 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 genitize my dream. But since you live from way down, I call it a junkie city because we take everybody else's junk in. We mowed it down. We mixed it steel again. We burn. We recycle. We reuse. I said everything has a message. Are you willing to study it? Are you willing to learn from it at any time? Everything, we need to stop calling it garbage trash. Get that trash out from around me. Get that garbage out from around me. Get that junk. I don't want that junk no more. You just be done bought it 2 weeks ago. I don't want that junk no more. You just be done bought it 2 weeks ago. Just be done bought a $200 or $300 pair of shoes. Just been unpaid a $1,500 for a dress you wear. Next thing I see it off in the flea market, in the Roman sales store. I thought about all of our ancestors belonging in the antique store now when you go. Those things cost you so much money, it ain't funny. But when grandmama had them, granddad had them, you say, oh, that old dusty old junk. That old nasty old thing. That old jalopy. Now called an antique car that stars go out to buy. My. And the makeover and over and over and over and over. The makeover and over and over and all the things you have to wear. I think Oprah Winfrey knows better about makeover. You know, human cosmetology has costed you all so much money. Million, billion, trillion. And since the days of Hollywood, cosmetology became a simpleology. We could call it knowledge. Miss Pretty, off in the city, got her nose up so high. A raindrop, if it go to fall, it'll slip off her nose and still have distance to fall. I'm talking about y'all. I'm talking about how we treat each other. I saw a little bitty baby on the subway train. I looked in the baby eyes and the baby looked up at me. Yes, the new trade center is climbing high. Well, I got the starters of those Dusty Digital, Lance and April with me. And talking yesterday. I was talking to April. April was gonna send me a message to let me know the address of where we was living. We were sitting side by side to each other. I tell you kids, humans, students, technology is not a plaything. And all the prophecy, all the predictions of what world to come, those things have appeared already. I was thinking about Ezekiel. Way up in the middle of the sky, wheels would be turning and burning to carry on. Now April was sitting right there beside me, sent me a text message. Yeah, yeah. I told April, I said, we gotta wait till it go up. We gotta wait till it go up. And like most of us humans, we wanna wait till we go up to heaven and see will we be able to come back down. I tell my friends, I say, what you waiting on? I put something on Facebook. I said, if you looking to go to heaven, why don't you wreck some of this hell off Mother Earth? Work the hell out of Mother Earth. If you looking to go off to heaven, and if there's too many steps to climb, if there are too many step by step, and you gotta keep a stepping on to get to heaven. Just to get your wings. God said, now you gotta go back down. Like the satellite receiving your message and coming back down to our cell phone. I'm trying to give you all an idea of what heaven be like. Now all those satellites up there are just waiting on those messengers. Can you imagine every game somebody's playing? All of those fields, and can you imagine theaters and movie houses and all those sex places and no sex places and under sexual places and not to be, to be, as William Shakespeare said, to be or not to be. In the races, in the places, to be a word, to be heard, to go up, to come down, to be where or there, to be in the hospital bed, to be in your cradle, to your grave. The first door be the doorway of your mother's womb. The last door be the last closing door of your coffin. I appreciate Duster Digital. I was talking to Lance last night about how such a perfect title to bring me. Because of all the grave dust, we came through and saw a graveyard look like it was at least 5 miles long. And I'm always interested in looking from New York City to see if Statue of Liberty still standing and doing her job. I'm often thinking about Ellis Island and those that came willingly. And from coast to coast, wherever the ships could land, so many humans on so many islands, and they just stayed there. I thought about Africa, Madagascar. I thought about the slave ship days. Now it's the cruise ship day. Now you gotta pay to get on the ship. You gotta pay big money. Back then they stole you and put you on the ship. Time surely changed. But are we really, as humans, waiting around to go to heaven? And it's so many hell of a occurrences yet to occur. To Japan, all of you all that's working so hard there, I'm thankful for having had an exhibit there in Fuji and Hitachi. You can look at my works. Maybe my body couldn't be there, but my works are there just by way of satellite. Look upon them and think about mastering the you do, he do, she do, we do, the do power of the brain, the redo, reusing. I wanted Americans to know that we all could do so many things. My grandfather and my grandmother learned me a lot of things. Momo dug graves, and each rock we picked in two, we had to move it out of the grave by hand. So noticing rock by rock, Grandpa, he worked it for Sloss Furnace, and on the way from home, he had an ox and a wagon, and he filled his wagon with what they call throwed away debris, and he built a 16-room house out of it for Aunt Viola and Mama. My mother was named Dorothy Mae Holly Crawford. She was the mother of 27 children. My efforts, my life, all what I do is to show an ability. Now that was a professional baby haver. She had learned how to have a baby. She had learned how her brain had learned how to deal with pain. We as humans, we take the brain. We really don't really put forth the effort. We really need to learn about it. It's so precious. I remember at 4 years old, a man stuck a poker iron in my brain. That was the first thing that happened to my brain. Just gonna tell you about the brain. At 7 years old, I was hit by a car and drug up underneath the car for 2.5 blocks. I stayed in the hospital for 3.5 months, and they unplugged the machine that said I was brain dead. That was the second thing that happened to my brain. The third thing that happened to my brain at maybe 11 to 12, 13, I know, I was put in this place called Mount Meigs, Alabama, Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children. And I got beat because I ran away from there. I had to get a whooping. Mr. Holloway told Mr. Glover to hit me 150 licks. Up and down my leg, my thighs. My thighs was busted open, so Mr. Glover felt that I needed to be knocked out. And he took the stick and just bust the back of my head. That was the third thing that happened to my brain. But just before that, two grown men, because I had ran away from Mount Meigs, Alabama, the industrial school for Negro children, and I got to Tuskegee, Alabama. A lot of you are familiar with Tuskegee, Alabama. Tuskegee Airmen, George Washington Carver, great thinkers, Booker T. Washington, if we're talking about historical facts of what some of the brains had achieved. So I was hungry and I broke into this farmhouse tractor place. They had ran all night. Fell into a grave. Spent the night in a grave, down in a grave. I look at my life and I think of what I've done to be extraordinary. For me to be able to bring it to you all like I bring it to you, I'm bringing it. And I mean, I'm gonna be bringing it. But when the white man that owned the farmhouse tractor place caught me off in the place, he took his fist and knocked me out, knocked me unconscious. Called Mr. E.B. Holloway, the superintendent of Mount Meigs. Mr. Holloway came and was slapping me. Come on, darling, darling, darling. What you want to run away for? What you want to run away for? And he took his fist and knocked me out again. Two times in one day, maybe a 12 to 13 year old child getting knocked upside the head, getting knocked out, unconscious. And the next day I got that cruel beating, thighs busted open, blood running down my back from the back of my head, down through my shirt, down my pants. I was so bloody they had to cut the clothes off of me. They had to cut the clothes because my thighs was busted open and the ailment didn't allow me to bend my knees. They would put the clothes on me for the next month and a half just by sewing them up on the side. And I was made to sit on a rock pile, a white rock pile. I did a piece for the Olympics called Blood on the Rock Pile. All the things that had happened to me, the only way I really could get them under control or keep me from having to think about them over and over or cry about them each time I had to re-experience them were my art. To you all that have your brains working good and you don't have to be abused because of the way you use them, the only thing that I'm saying to you all that my brain was not dead. Even though it was brutally injured, it kept growing on and on and on to produce me, the man that you hear. And I wanna tell the world, every boy and girl, yeah, challenge your brain, do well. Every second minute and every hour, the blood be pumped into the thing called the brain. I did a piece called On the Other Side of the Pulpit. I didn't think that I was worthy enough to be y'all's minister or your preacher. I didn't think you would even want to hear what I had to say. And I knew you all would probably call me a crybaby. Sometimes I do have to cry. But life is so real. And if we're at a point of turning around, if we're having so many problems, if we're seeing unnecessary dying, if the children's hospitals are full, hospitals are full. Old folks' homes are running over. Homeless, homeless, homeless is everywhere. And our air is overpolluted. Greasy clouds floating around. I don't know whether y'all heard thunder lately. Thunder shimmers and makes things shake. Can you see thunder causing an earthquake? Causing the mountain to fall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you all noticed lightning striking, being so frightening, and burning and burning with the wind blowing, burning and burning and burning with the wind blowing, burning and burning and burning with the wind blowing? You all can't pay me for this song. Burns up billions and burn them out of their home. Hey, y'all can't pay me for this song.